White. St. Helena, California, September 23, 1910. My dear son, Edson, I have felt a deep interest in you, but warnings have been given me that your brother and your mother must in no case encourage you in the plans you have laid in publishing or in any other line of speculation. You are not a safe financier, and you should so arrange matters that your mind can be kept clear and free from financial perplexity. Unless you do this, you will be in grave physical danger and will involve yourself and others in deeper perplexity. In the past, I have repeatedly had to face the results of your unwise investments, but at the present time, we have not means at our command to meet our own needs, and I could not send you money without borrowing more and thus increasing my already heavy indebtedness. In the burning of our publishing houses, I have suffered thousands of dollars of loss. While in Australia, I borrowed largely to help the work in that field in its time of need. When the Lord would have us secure the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, and there seemed no other way of obtaining it, I invested some money in that. These and other things have placed upon me a heavy burden of interest-bearing indebtedness. Often I have been shown that you should be guarded in your financial calculations. You are not able to reason clearly from cause to effect. If you go on as you have done, you will face financial ruin. And if we encourage you by sending you means as you may ask for it, we also will become seriously involved. We cannot sanction business done in a presumptuous manner. I shall soon be 83 years old, and I feel deeply over the need of having my writings put in proper shape for publication. Night after night, I am unable to sleep. I am sure that the Lord does not desire us to be dependent upon our brethren for support. We must put forth good books. Our books have a large sale, but our expenses are heavy in producing them, and we have no surplus. Therefore, if you continue to involve yourself deeper, then borrow money at such exorbitant rates of interest and are unable to meet your obligations, how will this affect your mother's credit? Are we to be continually called upon to send you means to make it possible for you to broaden your publishing business? At any time, some of my creditors are likely to call for their money, and this means that I have to go to the bank to meet the necessity. I have, Edson, only the tenderest feelings for you, and I do not wish what I write to discourage you. If you will stand in your appointed place as a minister of God, working as best you can with your income, the Lord will open before you ways and means of accomplishing much good. I wish that you might be near us, that we might plan together regarding your work. There is a good publishing house in Mountain View, and if you were here, I believe you and your brother could plan so that your books could be printed there. We feel intensely desirous that you shall be able to minister in word and doctrine, and that the Lord may open before you a plan of carrying forward your work without the necessity of borrowing money at heavy rates of interest, nor of calling upon us so largely for help, which it is not in our power rightfully to give.